Slightly more than a decade ago, Cambodia began making tentative steps towards democracy. After years of civil war and political turmoil, the Southeast Asian nation signed a UN-backed peace agreement. The accord paved the way for national elections in 1993, the first time many Cambodians had been to the polls. Now Cambodia is making another crucial move towards full democracy by holding its first ever local elections. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from the capital, Phnom Penh.
Throughout its modern history, any decision affecting the lives of Cambodia's people was made by a central government. The capital city, Phnom Penh, with its wide boulevards and strong French influence, was the bastion of power through the turbulent war years in neighboring Vietnam, under the brutally repressive regime of the Khmer Rouge during the early 1970s, when more than a million Cambodians were killed, and then under communist rule. Occasionally, an administration flirted with the idea of loosening the government's grip on power, but it never happened until now. On Sunday, Cambodians will be able to choose their local leaders for the first time.
This is a turning point. Cambodia is at a major crossroad.
Khao Kim Horn, the executive director of the Cambodian Institute for Cooperation and Peace, says the local elections will finally give people the chance to shape their daily lives.
I think it's important that this process has to be initiated. And I think the people have been waiting for a long time already to realize they have the power to decide.
The leadership of more than 1,600 communes, which are groups of villages, is up for grabs. Until now, commune leaders were appointed by the ruling Cambodian People's Party, or CPP, under Prime Minister Hun Sen. Nelly Pelorge, the director of Likado, a Cambodian human rights organization, says many of the commune leaders have been complacent over the years.
These former chiefs were appointed a long time and nothing really would get them fired unless they were disloyal to the party. So that may change slightly. There might be a little bit of accountability.
There are eight political parties taking part in the elections, but the real race is among the top three, the ruling CPP party and the opposition Funsenpec and the Sam Rainsy party. And the campaigning has been intense. There are loud political rallies every day in and around Phnom Penh. But it's in the countryside where the vast majority of the 11 million Cambodians live where the elections will have the greatest impact. A narrow dirt track cutting across a rice field is the only way by land to reach Dun Tau. This tiny fishing village in the southern province of Kampot is similar to thousands of other communities across Cambodia. There's no electricity or running water and no schools for miles around. Net Sa has been the commune leader here for 15 years and is a candidate in the upcoming elections. Net squints through the smoke of his hand-rolled cigar and weighs his chances of winning.
Everyone is happy at this time because they can choose a leader who will help them develop their commune. We need many things, but I am confident that I will win this election.
But Net's victory is far from a sure thing. 100 yards away from his hut, Srai To sits on the porch of a rickety wooden home and peels small crabs pulled from the murky water of the nearby Kampot River. Her thin young daughter leans against her and quietly watches. Srai said she's fed up with years of corruption and inefficiency and will vote for a new leader.
We need someone we can rely on. Any money the government gave our village only went to the village chief and his relatives. We need someone who wants to help our commune.
But for decades, the villages have depended on the central government for help. Khao Kim Horn says the move to self-sufficiency represents a dramatic shift in Cambodia.
I think there will be some changes. The first important change of all, in my view, is a change of mindsets. And that's what we're going through right now, is a change of mindsets, a psychological change.
The commune elections come at a pivotal time for Cambodia. Prime Minister Hun Sen needs to show a donor community that his government is making real progress towards political freedom in exchange for badly needed foreign currency. But it's not easy to shake off Cambodia's brutal traditions. The United Nations says there has been widespread violence and intimidation during the campaign, and that at least 17 activists and candidates have been killed in the past year. The UN lays blame at the feet of the local police and ruling party officials. The Cambodian police dismiss any political link to the killings. Human rights activist Nelly Pelorge says either way, the violence could affect voter turnout.
At this point, really, it doesn't matter if it's political or not. The effects are the same. It's fear.
Thousands of local and international election observers will be at the polls on Sunday, which could help ease security concerns. And officials are buoyed by the show of enthusiasm towards the local elections so far. About 84% of Cambodia's eligible voters have registered to cast their ballot. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Phnom Penh.